That was Henry Kaiser and Wadada Leo Smith, leading the ensemble on their third album in the Yo Miles series, Upriver. We heard a one-take recording of What I Say, covering a track found on the 1971 Miles Davis album, Live Evil. Our set of Deep Threes launched with a mission to Titan, scored by Remo DeVico, leading the Slaps Orchestra on a piece from the Opera Omnia album. We scaled rising dunes with Errold Fjord off Excalibur. Then Eric Pietras spotted a green flash at Ocean Beach and added it to his collection of beams. This prompted Cliff Martinez to drop the hammer and go off on a drive, just as sound artist Juan Antonio Nieto followed a path that proved to be a big mistake when he stumbled upon a nightmare ending. But Alexei Biryakov came to the rescue as we rode the rails to safety on a brief train chase to find Bill Evans favoring us with Olio from 1958's Everybody Loves Bill Evans. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. In the background, lines by Daniel Rosenthal. You can find us on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
bird note. Hollow bones help birds like this herring gull sail around in the air without using much energy. But gulls resting on the water look remarkably different from the common loon floating nearby. A gull's body rides high above the surface, like a cork, while the loon's back just tops above the water, like a submarine peeking above the waves. That's because these two birds are specialized for very different lifestyles. While the gull is adapted for efficient flight, the loon is fine-tuned for the underwater world. The loon's bones are denser than those of gulls, songbirds, and other expert flyers. With a lightweight skeleton, they'd be too buoyant to dive and chase fish. Instead, loons can kick their powerful legs and webbed feet to swim 200 feet or more underwater. Penguins can dive even deeper. Emperor penguins submerge for up to 30 minutes and can reach depths of 1,500 feet before coming up for air. Dense bodies make these birds poor flyers, or even flightless in the case of penguins. But they are acrobats under the waves. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.